How many religions exist in the world? Many theologians agree there are only two, a religion of the law and a religion of the gospel. Either you must strive to be good enough for God to accept you, or God has himself declared you as his own child in spite of your sins. The religion of the law makes great logical sense and brings absolutely no comfort. The religion of the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to pay the price of our sin, to call us to himself, makes no sense whatsoever. Isaiah, writing God's word as inspired by the Holy Spirit, addressed this very thought. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. St. Paul made the same point in his first letter to the congregation in Corinth. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. As you hear these words, know that God himself is inviting you into his presence to give you the benefits of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. Although the world may think this foolish, the world gives you no comfort. Therefore, please join us at Trinity Lutheran Church at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning to hear of God's rich love, grace, and mercy. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Amen.